Welcome to Helen Talk. Glad to be back with you again. I'm Ezekiel.
And I'm Claire.
Tonight we wanted to come to you, our YouTube family, and just talk about a few things that were on our heart and seem to be on the Lord's heart, particularly pertaining to His coming again and coming soon. Some pretty heavy-duty things headed this way in a short time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then how we should be postured, you know, how do we prepare, how should we be, what should or shouldn't we do, those kind of things.
Right. So,
I'll let you lead off if you have a thought.
Well, we made a little list here of the things that actually what we're sharing with you is what we feel we have to do to prepare. And so... I know the Lord's been talking to me a great deal about repentance and showing me areas of my life where I really did need to repent and change my ways. And one of the things that, well, that you did actually, the Lord put it on your heart to ask forgiveness of a couple of people, didn't He?
Yeah, since I had the dream that we last shared, the dream about the cataclysmic ocean waves, water coming out on inland areas and in the ocean animals.
Fish and flying fish and through things. The air.
Right.
And coming down.
You know, that really got our attention and a few of our family and our viewers, and we've been taking that to heart. And I woke up the other morning, and before I really even had a chance to get into prayer, a couple of people came to mind that I realized I had slighted in the past, or maybe confused or hurt in some way, shape, or form. And these were men in, you know, construction business or this thing or that thing. It was just, those were awkward situations where things just came out weird. It looked wrong. It looked bad. It wasn't intentional, but it never was healed. And the Lord had me sit down and write each one of them an email this week, even though it's been years ago, and just tell them how much I love them as brothers and how sorry I was for any confusion or difficulty I caused.
Yeah.
And they wrote back very, very kind responses as well, but it's almost like the Lord is saying, get your house ready, you know.
Get your house in order.
Get your house in order, and letting the Holy Spirit come in and
Hezekiah, you were talking
begin to prepare our house, kind of like when he told Hezekiah through the prophet, get your house in order. Tonight your life will be required of you. And of course he wept and repented, and the Lord gave him 15 more years. But regardless, the Lord's not saying get your house in order, we're all going to die. He's saying get your house in order so that you can be ready. Yeah, so yesterday when I had my prayer time, and we kind of have a little service here during the day with communion, and the Holy Spirit brought up the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. Jesus said to His disciples, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And we know that, right? We've seen a lot of that and more coming. On the earth, nations will be in anguish, distraught at the roaring of the sea and waves. We haven't seen that yet, but it's coming.
Well, the tsunamis.
Right. We've seen some of that.
Yeah, some of that.
Men will die of fright in anticipation of what's coming upon the earth. Now, obviously, it's going to take something really super huge, cataclysmic, scary to literally die of fright at what's going on right. You know how the scriptures talk about how the earth will reel and rock like a drunkard.
Yeah. You had that dream about the ocean being like a jello, shaking back and forth like the ocean basin being like jello.
Yeah, it's been some time back. The powers in the heavens will be shaken. After that, men will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with great power and glory. And it doesn't say After that, you'll go through a period of tribulation, or I'll take you away to a place I prepared for you. And in time, the Lord will come. It says after that. Some translations say immediately after these things. When these things begin to happen, stand up straight, raise your heads, for your ransom is near at hand. Your redemption is nigh. Now be on guard lest your spirits become bloated with indulgence and drunkenness and worldly cares. I think there's been a tendency with us and many others as well. You hear it, you've heard it, you've seen it, you've dreamt it, you've thought it, and it didn't happen, and it didn't happen.
And it so didn't
you
happen.
You kind of just settle back into your, well, I'm going to go back to my nets, I'm going to go fishing, I'm going to go whatever.
The virgins fell asleep because the Lord was delayed, you know. And some of us, the Lord has had to shake and wake up and say, wake up, you know, don't fall asleep. Now's no time to sleep.
Right, and he says the day, you know, when he says be on guard lest your spirits become bloated with indulgence and drunkenness and worldly cares, the day will suddenly close in on you like a trap.
Wow.
If we're not ready, there's no guarantee that everything's going to be hunky-dory and we'll just get knocked in the head and go out.
Yeah, when the trap shuts, it goes
right.
You're caught in it.
Close
you can't
in
get
suddenly.
Out. There's no recourse. There's nowhere to go.
The day I speak of will come upon all who dwell on the face of the earth. So be on the watch. Pray constantly for the strength to escape whatever is in prospect and to stand secure before the Son of Man. You know, if he's saying pray to escape what's in prospect, then we may have to go through a little bit of some of this. I know to stand secure before him too, you know, to be right before the Lord.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's one of those, well, we'll just get there at the last minute, grace will cover it. It'd be nice, and that might be kind of the case, but I don't think we can take that chance. I mean, this is like eternal stuff we're talking about. And I don't want to be here through the horrible things that are going to follow.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, it's going to be terrible.
So it's like, okay, it's another shake-up, wake-up call. What do we do? What do we not do? Well, obviously, you don't panic, but I'd say we're on high alert. And we've got another blood-red moon.
So, no, it's if there's one that's spring, and then there's one again in September.
Oh, okay. All right. We've got another blood red moon coming up this spring, then, and one in September. This is not the time to get lulled back into sleep, and just the daily thing of you get up, you do what you do, you watch a little TV at night, and you go to bed, and you get up and do the same thing, you know, almost like we're being lulled to sleep again, and we're like zombies walking around.
Yeah.
We can't be like that.
Can't be like the virgins that fell asleep, for sure. And so repentance has been the keynote of what the Lord has been talking to us about. And I know one of the things that it said in there, or you close to the Bible, but it talked about being drunken or
bloated.
Bloated, yeah.
Yeah.
And I know one of the things the Lord has had me doing is fasting. And setting aside certain foods. And, you know, there's different kinds of fasts. Not all of us can do a bread and water fast or a vegetable and water fast. Not all of us can do that. But the Lord honors every sacrifice that we make. And, you know, you can give up sweets or sodas or something like that. If you're eating things like that you know are good for your body, you can give those things
any
up for
kind
sure.
Of fast offering, just something to, you know, the Lord is asking us to cooperate in this. We can't work it out. We can't earn it. But he's asking us to come on, get in here and be part of this preparation, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's releasing graces on souls that don't know him and are going to not only have to go through that tribulation, but they're going to have to go through hell for all eternity and for a small time of inconvenience. And like Claire was just saying, it could be any type of a kind gesture, covering for somebody at work, you know, more charity.
Well, yeah, I had a little list here of things that I wanted to do, and the first one is to make sure that I'm not holding unforgiveness for anyone. So I'm making a list of the people that have hurt me, and I want to make sure that I've forgiven them in my heart. And if I can't forgive them, then at least what I can do is, Lord, I mean, if I feel like I can't forgive them, of course, it's an act of the will to forgive. You may not get the feelings that come with that. So what you can do is, Lord, may help me to be willing and help me to feel, you know, the love and the forgiveness for that person.
It is a decision.
Yeah, it is a decision. Yeah. You know, someone once said that unforgiveness is like taking a cup of poison and drinking it. It's like, how did that go again?
Bitterness is a poison that you drink while you're waiting for someone else to die.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just, it's useless. It's foolish. And this is all about getting our house in order.
Right.
Getting ready.
And then a list of the people that we've hurt.
Yeah.
Said or done that we know, we feel it in our conscience that there was something not right there that needs to be made right for them.
Even if it was years back.
Oh, yeah.
We need to be honest and have that kind of integrity.
Family members forgiving each other for things, you know, getting together and forgiving each other.
He's all about resolving and reconciling and restoring. You know, all things will be restored in him. And he's doing that right now throughout the body.
Yeah, and, you know, if you've taken advantage of someone or cheated in any way to repair the damage, you know, and to be generous with people, if you've been stingy, if you've seen your brother in need and not extended or overextended yourself to help him, then it's time to make up for it now.
Yeah.
You know, we really, really want to be clean before the Lord. And of course, the Holy Spirit has got to be involved in this. We need to ask him, please show me, you know, what areas are not pleasing to the Lord right now. And I don't want to leave any unfinished business behind. Please show me who I need to make a peace with.
Right.
I know I'm going to eat these words later.
But
it's okay because I need to obey. I need to do the same thing.
If he's coming back for a spotless bride, he's asking us to go to the Chinese laundry and go behind the counter and do a little work on our own wedding gown, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do that on our own. We're not supposed to be scrupulous and, oh my gosh, I'm a sinner. What do I do? No, he's just saying, come on, guys, let's get ready. I mean, this is imminent. Soon. Very soon.
Yeah. Well, and then you were talking about more praise and worship and creating an environment in your house. I think, you know, some of us really have a hard time in our home situations because we live with other people who have a television set running all the time. I mean, the world is continuously pumping the world in. And I think this is an important time for us to shut the doors on the world and to pump in the holy music and the holy teachings and
saturate,
the Bible and the background.
Saturate those airwaves.
Yeah, and even to have the integrity and the strength, it may cost you, but even to have the integrity and the strength to speak up to your children or your spouse or whoever, you know, honey, I really feel that this is no time for us to be listening to the world. We need to feed on the Lord. We need to be ready. We need to have the graces that come with hearing the Word of God, the faith that comes with hearing the Word of God.
Right.
We need that right now. We
need to be filling our tanks and feeding our souls and getting ourselves ready and cleaning up from the inside out. And there's no room for compromise anymore. I mean, this is not the time to, well, I've been good all week, so I'm going to cheat a little on the weekend, you know, and I can get muddied up and then clean that up later. This is not a child's game anymore. Those of us who are serious about the Lord and love Him, are looking for Him. We're waiting for Him. We're running to be there. So,
but we don't want to run into His presence with stains on our wedding gown, you know.
Let's not run poking and picking and fighting and dragging garbage behind us. Let's cut those baggages loose, and, you know, drop the ballast so we can fly free and lighter and easier.
Yeah.
But He has to do it. He ultimately has to do it in us and through us. But I know that He wants us to offer that to Him and say, Lord, would You, I mean, almost like every day I have to say, Daddy, Father, would You, Jesus, Holy Spirit, would You come and live in me and through me? Would You speak and think and act? And would You avoid what I need to avoid today? Would You just take this day and live it in me and through me? And I got to tell you, it makes a huge difference on the days that I forget to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
He wants to do everything through us. And we forget that. And we tend to venture out and do it ourselves. But this is a time, I think, also when we want to be very discerning about what we get involved with and where we go and what we do.
Absolutely.
What we watch, you know, what we allow into the eye gate and the ear gate. We don't want to offend the Lord. The Lord lives inside of us, and He has to suffer through us watching things that are obnoxious to Him or that are questionable.
Yeah.
You know, He has to live through that, and we don't want to submit Him to that.
I mean, even the most innocent of family shows and things. So are we saying, well, gosh, I just need to relax a little bit. Oh, I know it's not, they're not cursing and there's no flesh or anything like that. But is there lying? Is there cheating? Is there underhandedness? Is there disrespect? You know, whatever's good and lovely, think on these things. And we're having to pray all the time, Lord, keep us clean. And, you know, you have a check that He's given us. In the early Christian communities, it was very common for them to have what they would call an examination of their conscience. They met together all the time, daily. They lived together, shared what they had. But part of their common prayer together was examining their conscience. In fact, they'd do it before they came to the meeting. And they would confess their sins one to another. Now, we don't necessarily do that now, but I think there's a lot to be said for taking inventory. I mean, I can feel it, can't you, sometimes?
Yeah.
I can feel it when I've yucked out somehow during the day. Maybe not yucked out, so to speak, but I'm saying, you feel yucky if you've offended Him at all.
Yeah.
Aren't you becoming more sensitive like that, where the slightest things bother you? And, you know, Lord, I'm sorry. You feel it
mm-hmm.
at that moment. You feel it later in the evening. And you repent. There's something in us, obviously, the Holy Spirit working through our soul. Our spirit, man, wants to be clean. I mean, everything in us is urging and surging out to be that clean and pure and spotless bride. I think it's time to snap up, stay alert, stay awake, and participate in that. Welcome it and do everything we can to protect it, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in Japan, with the tsunami that happened in Japan, how many people that morning were ready to die? How many people had made their peace with the Lord and they were ready? We have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, if you live on the east or the west coast, we have no idea what's going to happen. We just, I mean, we've had dreams and visions and we've posted those things.
Yeah.
And if you hadn't heard our latest one, which is a very short dream that Ezekiel had about sheets of water coming in with fish and water.
Far inland,
yeah.
From way up in the air.
Yeah. And you know, tsunamis normally, they carry all this debris with them, but there was no debris. This was just fish and water.
What would it take? What kind of power and impact would it take to displace that kind of water from
right.
the oceans to bring in masses of crabs and jellyfish and stingrays and even sea turtles and things.
Yeah.
And I mean, my first thought was, gosh, some kind of an explosion. And then the second thought, and some of you have already weighed in on that, that the meteor, you know, theory that we could be hit with a meteor. I don't know what's going to happen. I just know we have to keep our heart and mind and eyes on the Lord. Now, please, I caution and ask you, don't start checking into every meteor and bomb and everything on the internet, because it'll get you off the Lord.
Right.
We're all curious, and you'll get compulsive, and then you'll get addicted to that instead of, we've got to focus on Him. But something big's coming, guys, and He's saying, step it up. And those of you who are in ministry,
be on the watch.
We're all to be ministers of some sort, but to keep a watch on the lambs and the sheep. Know the condition of your flocks now more than ever.
Yeah.
And how can we do that if we don't know the condition of our own soul? Because as a shepherd goes, so follow the sheep. All this is very doable. It's very possible. It's also very joyful. I mean, He's coming. It's coming soon. And He says to lift up our heads and rejoice. So let's cooperate with the process. But I think we've entered a new state of alert here.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for listening in.
Yeah, I wanted to thank those of you who have prayed with us and for us, as we all do each other. Those of you who've been kind enough to support the ministry, the little mission that we have here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yes. And any comments, any suggestions, those of you who have dreams and visions and such, please write, comment. We hope to have a segment where we can share some of those at some date soon. So the Lord bless you and keep you, make His face to shine upon you. And just knock your blessed holy little socks off every day and night until we see you again here on Heaven Talk.
God bless.
Bye-bye.